And we're back. You're listening to Central Illinois Business. Alex Ruggieri here. Thank you for staying with us through the break. We are having a wonderful conversation with the CCIM chapter of the National Association of Realtors down from Chicago. And we have our own local board member, Shane Allen, who is vice president of finance and accounting for Regency, and our chapter president, Ken Robrex, down from Chicago, and the man of the hour, Logan Walker, who is the CCIM scholarship winner this year from Rho Epsilon here at the University of Illinois. So we're glad you're with us. And tell us a little bit about who you are and what your background is, where you grew up, all that kind of stuff, why you came to the U of I, and what your plans are.
Thank you, Alex. Some background on myself. I grew up in Central Illinois, near Jacksonville, Illinois, and always kind of had a in the back of my mind that I wanted to go to U of I. A lot of family members graduated from the university. And when I started, when I was younger, I always really liked the built environment, and not really sure what direction to take with that. I looked at business and I looked at architecture, and I started with the architecture program and quickly started looking at doing a minor in business. My sophomore year, I was introduced to a few individuals in the College of Business that kind of got my mindset on a joint degree program for grad school with an MBA and a Master of Architecture. And I will say that one of the professors that really had an impact on that, Professor Roger Canaday in the real estate department, but also Paul Magelli, which was a business professor here at the university and really a big part of the MBA program.
Yeah, I remember Paul. Yeah, absolutely. And Professor Canaday is one of my heroes. Just great people. Just great people. Yeah. And so you're in the program now. What are the kind of classes you're taking?
Yeah. So I'm actually the first to graduate this joint degree combination. Through my experiences last summer, I was on the development team at Related Midwest in Chicago and working on a couple larger projects, one the DPI, the Discovery Partners Institute with U of I Extension, and then what was to be the Spire site, the second tallest building in the world, now managed, owned by Related, and redeveloping that site.
Wow.
Really, really awesome experience.
Is that going to be there in Chicago?
Yeah. Wow. So they're going through community review process right now on that mm-hmm. building. And then the 78 is just south of Sears Tower, 62-acre site. So a lot of mixed-use development, a lot of impact. When you think about some projects that will take 20 years from start to finish, it was
incredible.
A really, really incredible experience. With that, coming back to the university, I could see certain classes that could really, project enhance my learning experience. And with that, I approached through a lot of conversations with different people in the industry. I was an Eisenberg Scholar this last year, and so I got to have mentor days in Chicago almost every Friday, I would say, in the spring last year. And so I relied upon them thinking about what I really wanted to do. Really targeting that to our real estate program. And so I was able to, I'm doing an MS ARC, concentrated in real estate development, with the MBA, and completing that in 2 years. So it's a very intense
wow.
program. 22 credit hours this semester.
That's
and
crazy.
20 all the rest. But with that, I am actually this semester, which I find really interesting, is taking a class in law, which is transaction management, real estate transactions. I have an urban planning class, architecture, two finance courses, and then a civil engineering course. But what's really interesting about that is you have the people from all over campus that you're meeting with, and everyone has a different personality and what motivates them. And I think that's a very important thing to consider in real estate. Everyone comes from different backgrounds, and everyone has different motivations in the industry, but we're all working towards one goal, and that's to make an impact in the built environment in some way.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night, and I was so impressed that you had said that, because personally, I feel that's a critical aspect of the industry. And I explained to you that I'm on the board of directors of Society of Exchange Counselors, and Society of Exchange Counselors was founded by the same gentleman who started CCIM 60 years ago, and they basically split off about 50 years ago. And the reason was because he believed firmly in his mind that real estate was more about people and their motivations, just like you expressed last night. And CCIM is very academic and very left brain analytic kind of approach, very important. Obviously, we're all CCIMs or want to be CCIMs, right? But he also understood that it's the people behind the real estate and their motivations. And that's why he founded the Society of Exchange Counselors. And it's all about counseling and working with people and their motivations and understanding what is it that you really want to accomplish. And I just thought that was a brilliant insight on for somebody so young to understand that.
Thank you.
Really neat. It's really neat. I have to get you some information about the society as well as yes. CCIM. You need to learn about that too.
Absolutely.
So we learned a little bit from you, Shane, about why you became a CCIM. And we have our chapter president here, so we know he was motivated. But tell us a little bit what you think about is going on in the industry right now. I mean, what are some important things that are happening that we should be aware of, that somebody like Logan should be looking at coming into the industry? And, you know, what the future looks like, or any thoughts. And we all know none of us has a perfect crystal ball, but we all have our own, right? So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I can lead in, Alex. You know, my dealings are focused right on multifamily real estate. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I've been paying attention to as of late. And, you know, the big thing that a lot of people are focused on is what are interest rates doing?
Yep.
You know, you're financing a lot of your projects with 75-80% bank capital, and so that can have a real impact on your cash flow. So they've continued somehow to remain pretty stable, but you're starting to see them creep up a bit. We'll see what the Fed does here over the next several months, how many rate increases we might have. It sounds like they may stay tight here in the near future, which is good for investors. But you know, that can have a significant impact on your investment and your returns. So really trying to keep an eye on that. And then also cap rates, seeing, you know, which direction they're headed in the multifamily realm. It seems as if they're staying pretty steady. Again, that's going to have an impact on your returns. You know, just seeing what those trends are doing, kind of trying to keep an eye on that. Other, you know, asset classes, you're starting to see, I think, cap rates trend upward. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the real estate multifamily side, that's good for us that it's staying stable, maybe even slightly declining here. But then it comes down to, you know, what markets are you in? And Regency, for example, we focus on the secondary tertiary markets. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the college towns, not doing necessarily student housing, but right. Focus on the college towns because of the strong economies. Mm-hmm. You know, here in Illinois, we've got three properties here in town. The economy, Champaign, great city, great mm-hmm. area, really supported by the university, by, you know, the major hospitals, Carl, now OSF. So it's a great market that can really insulate you from any downturns in the economy. And so we focused on that in our markets. You know, we've got some stuff in Bloomington, Indiana, East Lansing, Lafayette. So really focused on those Big Ten schools, doing well there. And then we've got a project up in Rochester, Minnesota, Mayo Clinic's up there. Yep. So, again, another something that can really insulate you from any downturns, because there's always going to be people there. They're, I think, adding about 10,000-15,000 jobs here over the next several years. So showing growth there. So it's really focusing on the markets as well, rather than really, you know, maybe as a whole, you might not be seeing what you want to see. But if you find those right markets, get in at the right time, and really analyzing that, which CCIM really, you know, provide you with the tools to do that, you can have success. And
Yeah, I love it. You know, when I'll never forget the president of our franchise, you know, when we had that downturn in 2008, and he said, don't focus on the economy. That's not what's important. What's important is your economy. So make sure your economy is something that's working. And that's kind of what you're saying. You know, it really globally is one thing, but, you know, look at the markets you're in. If the markets you're in are solid and you're doing well, everything should be fine. How about now? I know, Ken, what's your take on things? As you work a lot with industry and retail and,
right,
and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, like you mentioned, no one has a crystal ball. So my experience has been in the retail space, and, mm-hmm, and I think it's an obvious space that has had some major changes. You know, if you look at the players such as Amazon and the direction that's taken, you know, some of the retail, and, you know, you can point to Sears or even recently to Payless in terms of the struggles that they've been seeing. So, you know, and then you look at, you know, what is Amazon doing with the clicks and bricks movement? You know, where is that headed? So, you know, retail as a whole has changed, and I'd probably say, you know, as a retail broker, you have to kind of pay attention to see what is that impacting? Is that impacting the newer developments, or is that impacting more the neighborhood? You know, the smaller type
little
projects
strip
with it,
centers,
right? You know, so who are those users? What's still thriving and what isn't? And that always tends to kind of shift and change a little bit. But I think in the greater whole, I think we've had a really strong run, which seems to continue. I think, you know, retail is still strong. I think the other spaces are strong. You can look at other things that are happening, you know, within the office and in the multifamily space to some degree. You know, when you look at the, you know, the shared office space, the shared resi spaces, those types of pushes that you're seeing going now to, you know, German companies or what have you, they're bringing their ideas and bringing, you know, whether it's spaces, quarters, or whatever we work, whatever these thoughts are, our concepts are, they're kind of evolving what's happening with new construction and new builds. So I don't have an answer for you, except I think it's still a strong market. And I think there's, you know, for what we do as brokers, or, you know, those are more so in the developer space, I think there's still a lot of opportunity, and it seems to be a healthy market to me.
Yeah, really bright future they're painting for folks like you, Logan, just getting into the industry. Well, we're out of time, believe it or not, but I really enjoy the opportunity to do this every year when CCIM comes down and honors one of our local Rho Epsilon students. This year, our scholarship winner is Logan Walker. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
We just think it's wonderful. I want to thank Ken Robrix, our chapter president, for coming all the way down here, spending 2 days just really to celebrate your achievement here with the scholarship. And our very own local board member, Shane Allen, who is the vice president of finance and accounting for Regency. Thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. And don't go away. So much more right after this.